Welcome back. I'm Madonna Guy, and this is the Natural Alternative Podcast. Welcome. Today, we're diving into part two of one of the most exciting areas in modern gut endocrine physiology, TriGLP, the incretin trio, GLP-1, GLP-2, and GIP, and how they interact with thyroid hormones, Hashimoto's inflammation, and the gut-brain immune triangle. So let's begin. Most people think of the thyroid health as purely hormonal, TSH, T4, T3, but the thyroid is actually part of a much bigger conversation between the gut, the brain, and the immune system. So the gut sends signals upward through the incretin system, through the hormones like GLP-1, GLP-2, and GIP, and the brain sends signals downwards through the vagus nerve and the BNST, that's the bed nucleus of the stria terminalis, which is one of the most important stress integration hubs in the entire nervous system. Who's ever heard of the BNST before? So, when your gut is leaky, inflamed, sluggish, or stressed, the thyroid is never left out of the conversation. And this is where TriGLP becomes incredibly important. So let's chat about how TriGLP interacts with TSH, your thyroid stimulating hormone, and your T3 and reverse T3. So firstly, GLP-1. GLP-1, it reduces systemic inflammation and stabilizes metabolic signaling. So that means that as your inflammation drops, the thyroid doesn't have to convert as much T4 into reverse T3, which is the brake pedal hormone that slows metabolism down during stress. So GLP-1 indirectly supports lower reverse T3, better T3 availability, more stable TSH signaling, and improved metabolic clarity. The GLP-2 repairs the gut lining. A healthier gut lining means less immune activation, less cytokine signaling, less thyroid autoimmunity, and also better nutrient absorption for thyroid hormone conversion. GLP-2 doesn't change thyroid hormones directly, it changes the terrain that determines how thyroid hormones behave. And then you've got your GIP. GIP improves fat metabolism and bile signaling. Bile acids are really important for that conversion of T4 to T3. How many people put on weight as soon as they have that damn gallbladder removed? Crazy. So GIP also helps to clear your inflammatory metabolites and stabilize your metabolic rate. So GIP supports the thyroid by improving the metabolic environment. Together, TriGLP helps to shift the thyroid from a stress-dominant, reverse T3-heavy pattern towards a metabolically flexible, T3 friendly pattern. So, why do Hashimoto's clients often have blunted incretin responses? This is one of the most important pieces of the puzzle. Hashimoto's clients often respond so frequently to many nutritional interventions, but this could be why. Hashimoto's clients constantly have sluggish small intestinal motility, impaired brush border enzymes, chronic gut permeability, dysbiosis, low bile acids, chronic stress physiology, and vagal underactivation. So, all of these reduce the natural release of GLP-1, GLP-2, and GIP. So, Hashimoto's clients often live in a state where incretin signaling is low, gut-brain communication is distorted, thyroid conversion is impaired, inflammation is high, reverse T3 rises, and fatigue and brain fog dominate. Supporting incretin physiology is one of the most elegant ways to improve the terrain without pushing the thyroid directly. So, where does the role of vagal signaling and the BNST in thyroid immunity sit? This is really cool. So, the vagus nerve is in the main anti-inflammatory nerve of the body. It calms mast cells, reduces cytokines, and stabilizes gut motility. The BNST, the bed nucleus of the stria terminalis, is the brain's stress integration hub. It decides whether the body is in safety mode, vigilance mode, or shutdown mode. So when the BNST is activated by chronic stress, trauma, inflammation, it sends signals that reduce vagal tone, increase gut permeability, increase immune activation, increase reverse T3, that little bugger that doctors don't know what to do with, reduce thyroid hormone conversion, increase skin sensitivity, and increase lymphatic congestion. Try GLP supports the gut-brain axis in a way that reduces BNST overactivation and improves vagal signaling. This is why clients often say, "I feel calmer, clearer, and more present." It's not just metabolic, it's neuroimmune. The brain is less inflamed. So cool. So now let's just have a quick look at food, stress, sleep, and microbiome diversity, the incretin modulators. So TRI-GLP works best when the terrain supports it. Food, we need to have low histamine, low oxalate, high protein, high fat diets. All of this improves incretin release. Fresh foods, not leftovers. Simple fats, not seed oils. Gentle vegetables, not nightshades. We need to look at our stress. Stress is the number one suppressor of incretin signaling. High cortisol and high reverse T3 lead to low vagal tone and low levels of incretins. These are our little peptides. So, and then sleep. It's so important, isn't it? And everyone I know tries to improve their sleep, unless they're one of those magical humans where it's not a problem. Poor sleep reduces GLP-1 and GIP release the next day. Good sleep stabilizes appetite, metabolism, and thyroid conversion. Microbiome diversity increases when our natural GLP-1 and GLP-2 are released or taken in TRI-GLP. So dysbiosis, that's all our bad gut bugs, dysbiosis blunts incretin signaling and increases thyroid immunity. So the whole Hashimoto's inflammatory loop is a lot more complicated than what anyone would like you to think. Take some thyroxine, you'll be fine. So here's the loop we're trying to break. We want to calm gut inflammation. We want to improve our low signaling of incretins. We want to improve our thyroid conversions. We want to reduce reverse T3. We want to lift brain fog and fatigue. We want to change our stress physiology. We want to activate our BNST. We want to tone our vagus nerve. We want to reduce gut permeability, improve our thyroid autoimmunity, reduce our inflammation, and increase our incretin signaling. TRI-GLP helps interrupt this loop at multiple points. It improves our gut. So the gut starts to repair. It reduces inflammation. It stabilizes our metabolism. It improves bile signaling. It improves gut-brain communication, and it reduces our stress physiology. It doesn't treat Hashimoto's, but it changes the terrain that Hashimoto's thrives in. Pretty bloody cool, eh? So this is a really safe thing that you can add in. If you're worried about medications you're on, it doesn't affect them, but you can just start with one drop and then build up slowly if you are one of these concerned humans, which is absolutely fine. But let's think about a few little other things that we can do. We can eat fresh proteins and fats, avoid leftovers and fermented foods, support bile flow with ghee, eggs, and olive oil, reduce our histamine load, improve sleep regularity, reduce our stress physiology, support vagal tone with slow exhale breathing. Increase microbiome diversity with gentle fibers, reduce inflammatory seed oils, and support lymphatic flow with hydration and movement. These are the foundations that allow TRI-GLP to work more efficiently. So, TRI-GLP, it sits at the intersection of gut repair, metabolic signaling, thyroid physiology, and neuroimmune regulation. For Hashimoto's clients, especially those with fatigue, brain fog, gut issues, and stress physiology, supporting your incretin pathways, your little TRI-GLP, can be one of the most elegant ways to improve the terrain. So we might even do a part three, actually, where we look more at the BNST, vagal signaling, thyroid conversion pathways, the gut immune interface, and more about that TRI-GLP Hashimoto's inflammatory loop. If there's something I've missed and you want me to do it, let me know. If you're interested in this, I'll have the link below. Or if someone else has referred you to the product, go back to them and see whether or not they're creating a business out of it or whether or not they're just really excited. Take care. Have a great day.